At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
All right, you ready?
Dude, I didn't realize we almost got kicked out of here.
Gear up, boy.
I mean, now we're having tutoring classes in where we do our podcast. I got yelled at by Scuba saying, we'll meet about the cameras after. And I'm, what are you talking about, cameras? He's like, if you want to go do your podcast, go do your podcast right now. Because we're going to do a camera tutorial in there. So if you want to do it before the tutorial, you need to get in there and do it now.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like, what, what? And he goes, obviously too much information. No one told you. You need to get in there and do your podcast right now. Okay.
Dude, I love that guy. Because I came in here to the tutorial, and I go, whoa. And it was way too bright. Dude, it looked like a football arena in here. Usually we have it, the dungeon.
Yeah.
So the TV luckily was on Colin Cowherd. Thanks, Herd. Appreciate it. But yes, there was the, they're calling it the bird dog camera. That's apparently AI. It's smarter than any camera ever developed in America. And that's it right there looking at us.
And we're going to learn how to use it?
I don't know if you are, but there was about to be a class in here. And I explained our podcast. And then it seemed like this class was pretty important. But I also explained that our podcast was pretty important. So as you can see, there was a butting of heads. And then that's when Scuba, I believe, ran and got you. I knew a text message wasn't going to work, so thank God Scuba made a power move, or we would have probably been here till about 3 today.
Yeah, that would have been really awkward.
Ray, we are a priority podcast.
Well,
can I start using that? We are a Amazon Prime version of a podcast. We are the grandfathered in. We are somewhere on the hierarchy towards the very top, which is the Bobby Bones Big Show.
I just wonder if other podcasts would have been interrupted for a tutorial, but I don't know that that would have happened, but that's okay. Whatever. I mean,
Ray, we are atop the Nashville Podcast Network.
We do this podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday, same time, same place, but
same damn time, same damn channel.
And we still seem to have conflicts all the time, but whatever. Let's just start it, man. I'm ready.
Have you been noticing they have been making actual website pages for our podcast on the Bobby Bones Show?
Huh?
I just recently saw them. And on Facebook now, they do posts for our podcast. So like when all these people don't believe me when I tell you it's an arms race.
So you're telling me at bobbybones.com.
There should be, it's called an article. It's a little inside the weeds.
Hold
inside
on.
Baseball, Ray. Ray, why is that AI camera?
Oh, podcast, and you go down.
Ray, why is that camera looking at me?
There we are. We're right there.
Right. Have you ever seen one of those before?
I don't know if I have.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but you can also go to sorelosers.com. We have a website. Check out everything. Check out pictures. We should really put pictures and stuff up from the convention. I don't know why we don't do that.
Yeah, we have them, don't we?
Yeah, we have pictures. We have video, but I don't know why we don't put that on our website. We should get a picture of the champion of fantasy football, put that person up on the website. We should do a lot with the website, but we don't. Let's just go. We're too busy worried about YouTube hits.
So I do actually have the pictures. I put them all on my desktop, But then a month went by, 2 months went by, and I thought, well, now it's just too late. I waited too long.
No, I don't think it's ever too late, man.
But here's
it's
what I learned.
It's never too late.
Here's what I learned. It's not about too late, too early, too soon, today. Okay? It's about this. Wedding pictures. Me and Baser, I don't think ever looked at our wedding pictures.
Never do. You never do.
You never look at the pictures.
Never.
All those pictures we took at the convention. Remember we had the photographer following us around? Every time I turned around, the guy was up my crank. We didn't ever look at those pictures that he took. But I do have them.
Yeah, we got them. And my wife's always like, did you want to look at them? I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, what do I need to look at them for?
They're actually pretty good. I'll pick the 10 best and put those on the Instagram. I don't know what we do with the remainder.
Yeah, like you or you
individually sell them to the people. Say, hey, hey, we got a very good picture of you. If you'd like to open it up, it'll be a $5 break. We'll break a picture at a break.
I don't think that's how we need to do it. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Right, we sell them their own image of their own image likeness and.
Character. But it's okay. Whatever, we're good. Let's just start the show. I'm happy. We should do more with our website. We have a website. Great. You can check us out on what is our YouTube? What is our YouTube? Sore Losers
Podcast. There's other ones floating around.
All right, let's hit it.
Yay! Hit the intro, Ray. Sorry, guys. It's tough to shift the gears sometimes. Rachel Nichols is alive.
Well, what do you mean?
Man, holy I haven't seen her in a minute. All right, we're going to do it live. Arnold is here. Arnold, are you there?
Sit next to the AI.
Yeah, that's a robot. That's going to take your job.
Not today. Not tomorrow. Not Friday.
All right. So you think you have a longevity of about another week before AI replaces you?
Yeah, replace this.
Why did you pull your pants down?
Yeah, try and replace me, man.
AI will send you back out working. I don't even know. Minimum wage, man. If you talk to me like that again. Ever. Stop. All right, I'm gonna do the intro, man. I ran out of energy. Ray, that's domestic violence.
No, that's not the same thing. You and Ray getting a little, you and Arnold getting a tussle, that happens every day, man. All right. That's just boys being boys.
We're gonna do it live. Arnold, get over here. Pull your pants up and do it with me live. Put it away. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the north side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. It is starting to get nicer out. You can see the crops. We did get a mow job about a week ago. Maybe need another mow job. It's going to start to add up, $60 a pop. But right now, the crops and the property looks good. The corn is starting to rise. It's going to be a good harvest. Coach, over to you. That wasn't an analogy for anything, although it was for life and this podcast. It's going to be a great harvest.
How'd you sleep last night, Ray?
1, 2, 3
How'd you sleep last night?
It's a deep question. I went to bed before Baser. It's always, is it a TV night? Or is it a night where she goes to bed with me at 6?
That's a fascinating night. I don't know how she does it.
Dude, that's an amazing woman. Oh, it's the help of THC, Coach. The ones that are legal.
Got it.
Melatonin.
Yeah.
So she'll go. Last night, though, she had The Valley. She had Vanderpump Rules. All her shows were on. She was up till 8:30 playing with the cat. I went to bed about 7:30, didn't see any NBA, any NHL. I think it was a great sleep, dude, because I didn't wake up until my alarm at 12:30.
That's pretty impressive.
And it hit me, though, like a ton of bricks, and then right then it's fight or flight. Quit your job or go to work, and I decided to go to work. Coach, over to you.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Monday night was the first time in a few weeks that I've gotten a full night of sleep. Not one kid woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, hell yeah, here we go. Last night, not so fortunate. Last night, I hear baby box 2, who is 4. I hear him about 12:45-ish. Dada! Dada! What, man?
I'm naked.
C- can I get a drink of water?
Drink your spit.
I'm like, yeah, go for it, bud.
Coach, leave a bowl there. That's what I do for the cat.
I should have left a bowl there. I didn't think about it. So he gets a drink of water, I guess. And then I hear him, Dada.
Not here.
Dada.
Yeah, he's not here.
And I'm like, what, bud? And he goes, I think I spit a little bit on my stairs to my bed.
That's fine. I'll clean it a month or tomorrow.
And I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, I think some of the spit came out on my stairs. And I go, okay. He goes, can you come look? Homeboy had vomited all over his bed and on his stairs.
Yeah.
Of his bed.
Still learning.
And so...
Been there, son, college.
He had it on his shirt, and so it wasn't just a little bit. Like, it was a little bit on the stair, you know, because, like, he has a little loft bed. Like, it's like
oh!
It's a bunk bed.
Which quarter?
It's a bunk bed, but there's no bed on the bottom, so whatever. So, they're on the bottom stair, there's throw up, and I'm like, oh, that's not that bad. Then you look in the bed, and it's all in the bed, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, honey...
Hey, I'm gonna need your help.
I'm gonna need you down here. We're gonna need to do some cleaning.
That's one where you call in backup. It's that serious?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Cause you gotta get all the bedding off. You gotta wipe the throw up out of the bedding. And it was red bell pepper. There was a lot of red bell pepper in there.
Cause see, it's always just bad if you gotta call in the wife. Usually if the cat tips over its water fountain, yes, we're rich. Then I call her in. Ah, we need towels, because it's everywhere.
Yeah, I needed her to either help me clean, her clean and me clean up him, or her clean up him and me clean.
Me and taking that.
So I'm getting the bedding off, and then I notice, dude, it has gone down the side of the bed, all over the curtains.
That's a party foul.
I mean, it is from the bed to the floor. You can just see the streaks down the curtain.
Curtains?
Yeah, it's like blackout curtains because you want them to sleep in later. Mm-hmm. And so you put them over the windows. So, I mean, I spent 45 minutes like cleaning up and getting him cleaned up, getting the stuff in the washing machine.
Dude, you just got to do the chalk outline until morning.
No, and dude, it reeked. It smells. Got to get all the stuffies out of the bed.
That's fine, son. I can't smell it.
That's what my wife was doing.
Dude, how do you clean that up?
My wife was going, huh.
She starts doing it.
And she's like, hold on. And then she's like, all right. And then she starts putting her.
You got to get those COVID masks on.
She puts the shirt over her nose and she's like, oh my gosh.
Honey, don't do that. I got a flashback to 2020.
Oh my gosh. And she does, and you know, whatever. So 45 minutes, we get them all cleaned up. And we're like, all right, you can sleep in the spare room. And he's like, Dad, will you sleep in the spare room with me? I'm like, yeah, no problem, man. I'll sleep in the spare room with you. And the spare room has two little twin beds. Like, it's not like, so I'm going to sleep on one. He's going to sleep on the other. And the good thing about his bed.
You got three kids in a spare room that you don't even use?
No. They sleep in their room. And then we have a spare room for when guests come.
There's impoverished people out there that don't even have a shelter, much less a spare room. Wow.
You don't have a spare room?
Our money's showing. Oh, I have like three.
Okay.
I don't have kids.
I'm like, I mean, I don't understand.
I have two rooms I've never even been in since we moved in.
Very well put. So the good thing about a kid's bed is you have this plastic thing you put over the mattress.
Yes.
It's called a mattress protector, whatever. I don't know. So none of the throw up got on the bed or anything like that. So that's the good thing. So, you know, we get him new shirt, new underwear, like everything. We wipe him down. I make him brush his teeth because I'm like, bro, you stink. Like, you just threw up. You need to brush your teeth. So he brushes his teeth.
Neighbors are thinking at this point you guys are throwing a party.
Yeah. And then my five-year-old wakes up and he's just talking, just hanging out talking like, oh, man, does his stomach not feel good? What's wrong? Why'd he throw up?
What time is this at, just for the timeline?
Well, now it is 1:45 in the morning.
Okay, so I've already driven to work. I'm at work.
You're
now.
At work now.
Got it. Your kids are on the same schedule as me.
Yeah. And
I could have swung by and helped clean up.
You should have, because then the two-year-old slept through the whole dang thing.
Your wife's in her nightgown. Oh, hey.
Ray, come on in.
Hey there.
And he's my 5-year old's just talking. We're like, hey, man, keep it down. We don't want to wake up the 2-year old. And he's like, whoa, that's a lot. Ooh, it stinks. Why does it stink, mama? Why does throw up stink? What is throw up? What is it made up? Like, I'm like, but it's your food that comes out. And he's like, how come he didn't throw up in the toilet? I'm like, bud, he's never thrown up before. He doesn't know. And he goes, I throw up in the toilet. I said, yeah, but we had to teach you that.
He's dumber.
This is our 4-year-old's first throw up. Like, as a kid. Like,
you always remember your first one in college, man.
And so he was a little freaked out. He was kind of crying, a little upset. We're like, dude, it's no problem. You didn't do anything wrong.
Daddy, am I going to die?
And so we get it all cleaned up. And so we get in the spare bedroom. I get the bed. I get him on the pillow. And he's like, oh, I want to go give mama a hug. So he gets down. He goes to give mama a hug. And he comes back in. He has his two hands on the bed to crawl up into bed.
Son.
Throws up all over the spare bedroom bed.
What, he was sick or what was it?
Throws up again. I'm like, no. And I move his head.
You hit him.
Kind of. I spun his head so he would puke on the floor.
Coach, we have got to end this segment so fast.
And so he pukes all over the hardwood.
No, we have new listeners from the website.
I understand. But this is how I slept last night.
Well, curb it.
So I had to rip the sheets off. In the spare bedroom, there's no mattress protector. So it's soaking into the mattress. You can see the red from the bell pepper, the dyed bile, soaking into the mattress. So run, get the baking soda, pour it on the bed, hoping that's going to absorb it. Wife has to come in there, clean up the room. So I got to get him new clothes again, wipe him down, make him brush his teeth again.
You should have made sure it was 100% confirmed that he's good. This happened all the time in college with buddies. Are you sure you can get in the cab with us? Okay. You got to double confirm, dude.
I did. It had been 45 minutes, man.
Right. Throw the ball around. Just see how he's doing.
He was doing great. He was talking and he was hanging out and he was asking if the Preds won. And
you went into the bed too quick because you were tired.
A little bit, maybe.
Jump the gun.
And so then I got to make him brush his teeth again.
Twice in 20 minutes?
Oh, dude, once you throw up, you got to brush those teeth. It's rancid. It is so bad.
Go and sing the birthday song.
So now it is...
Happy birthday.
It is 2:15 a.m.
I mean, you guys are burning the midnight oil.
I've been up for an hour and a half with vomit central going on at the box house.
And you've accomplished nothing.
Nothing. We're back to square one, dude.
You keep going in the negative.
We're back to square one. There's throw up all over the floor. There's throw up on my stomach.
That's why you almost just don't even need to clean houses. If you would have cleaned the house, it would have been a disaster. You had to clean it again. If you have kids, always just prepare for them to mess it up.
100%. There's no point in picking up the toy room. You know why? Because they just destroy it anyway.
Same thing with the cat, dude. If the cat gets on the counter, you wipe it off. I just say leave the cat marks. It's going to do it again in 10 minutes. That's my philosophy.
Yeah. So then we're like, where is he going to sleep? Because he wants someone to sleep with him.
Hey, bud, have you ever slept in 40-degree weather outside?
And so there's only one available bed now in the spare bedroom. So what are we going to do? So they have a little, you know what a nugget is?
No, but you need to teach him about tarp and how it's not very warm, but you're going to put a fan in there, a heating pad for
him. I said, hey, you know how we watch Survivor and you want to be on Survivor when you're older? We're going out in the backyard, mother. So the nugget is a little like foldable cushions that they can build forts with and stuff.
Man.
And so I laid that on the living room floor. And he goes, Dada, why do I have to sleep on the floor? And I said, no, you're not on the floor, man. That's a mattress. He goes, why don't we just get the air mattress out, Dada?
And that's a good point.
I'm like, son, it is 2:30 in the morning at this point. I don't have time to go get it, blow it up, get sheets. Exactly. Wake up the whole house. I mean, your brother went back to sleep. Your other brother's still asleep. I said, just lay down on that, but it's just a mattress. And I went and got a bucket.
Dude, you would have been better off rolling with a couple dudes from Vandy after a night on Broadway. They would have been easier than your kids.
100%. Because the dudes from Vandy, even though they're drunk, you can leave them to throw up on their own. And
actually, one step worse, my buddy in college used to piss the couch, so we had to clean it every morning.
That's not good.
That's worse than vomit.
Yeah. That's like my brother had a roommate, Van Hook, who my brother woke up one morning, he was just peeing in his room. And my brother's like, what the are you doing?
Ginky.
So anyway.
Right, they've been best friends ever since he pulled it.
So I put some blankets on him. I lay down on the couch.
Oh, so you've now demoted to the couch.
Yeah, because he wants someone to sleep with him.
Dude, you should have just slept at the studio here. We got a couch.
I should have brought him with me, but I was worried he might vomit.
Dude, I come in, you're at work already?
Yeah, and then a storm rolls through, so the dog is pacing back and forth on the hardwood floor. I mean, so my sleep was horrendous, Ray.
Yeah, that I think the title of that segment, how did you sleep last night? Getting terrible.
Yeah.
You're never going to recover.
My wife took a shower at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I would too. You almost got to.
Oh, me? I let the vomit stay on my stomach.
That's what I think. That I'll just continue. That's what I think about police officers. When they touch dirty stuff, don't you have the urge then to just take a shower afterwards?
Oh, you have to.
I've been watching Cops a little bit. They've been showing it again on TV.
Dude, I'll tell you a story about disgusting stuff. My cousin's a firefighter.
You shower right after. Dude, after
a firefighter, you can go to the station. If, like a cop, you're still on patrol. Bro,
if I was a cop and I dealt with gross stuff, similar stuff to what you've been talking about, I would take a shower at the people's house before I got back on call.
That's a good point. And we'll take a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ray, I'm not allowed to tell a lot of this stuff, but thankfully he's not in the force anymore.
No, my cousin was a firefighter out in Tucson.
Tucson too late, man. Jordan Davis.
Is that the name of the song?
New song. It'll be number one probably in a week.
Okay. Anyway, so there was a person that was overweight.
Inebriated.
No, overweight. And they got calls.
Since when are you delicate about words you use?
Well, I was trying to describe what he is. He's a fat dude, okay?
I mean, how far has political correctness gone where you couldn't even say...
Well, I was trying to think of how he described him.
Over girth.
Right? No, this is how he described him. And so they had been to this guy's house numerous times because he'd fall and he couldn't get up because he's so big.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a call that he has fallen and he needs help getting up.
Brutal. Father-in-law said they got to roll a truck, ambulance. All of them have to come in, even if it isn't that urgent.
And he said it takes three of them to pick this guy up.
Jeez.
Okay, you get one from the back and one on each side. So that's three people. And maybe it's one from the front, one from the back. I don't know. But he said three people to hoist him up.
Usually they fall in a dinner chair. You keep them in that from the supper table, and you take them right in the ambulance with the chair.
He said, so they show up this time.
Whoop, whoop.
And the dude is falling off the toilet.
Oof.
And
that's a bad beat. You always want the stripper beat.
So then my first roommate, Mark, it was a firefighter in San Antonio. He had the stripper beat.
Stay on this topic.
Anyway.
Ray, that one
he
was.
Said, so they all look at each other like, I'm not doing the back. I'm not doing the back. So they had to draw straws. And
if I'm a cop or firefighter, I'm always having a rain suit and I throw that on before I'll go in and do stuff.
And he drew the straw he had back.
Ray was going to be a wet one.
He went out to the fire truck. He's like, I ain't doing that. And he got the rubber suit.
Oh, there we go.
Got the rubber suit. And they said, all right, one, two, three. They get him up. Another two firefighters look at him, and they're just like, try not to laugh. And my cousin looks down. Up his leg is just a brown streak.
Oh.
He said it took everything in his power not to laugh because you're supposed to be professional.
Right, but they can laugh. They can do stuff. Family members in the force.
He had shit all up his... luckily, he had the suit on.
You can laugh at the guy, though?
Hilarious.
Oh. But then they get 24 on, 48 off.
Which is a great deal, unless you take a rat.
A lot of these dudes, man, then they get another job.
Yeah, my roommate, Mark, he used to work as a firefighter. Then on the days off, he would be a mover to make extra money.
So they're doubling up, two salaries.
Yeah. Or he would take a rat. You get paid more, so you'd work 48 hours, and then you're off a day. But the great thing is, for vacation, he would take 4 days off, and he'd have 2.5 weeks off. So he could go on vacation for 2.5 weeks by taking 4 days off.
That's when it's the best job in America. Not so much when you got back.
So many freaking amazing things. But Mark.
Thanks to our service members.
He got called one time on a fat lady. And she was on her bed. Couldn't get up.
Overweight, right?
Trying to take her to the hospital. And they're like, we'll just drag her out on the mattress.
Ladies!
Hey, quiet!
Disrespect number two, put it on the board.
Yep. So they said, oh, we'll just pull her out in the mattress. So they can't get out the door. And one dude just starts yelling, fold her like a taco! Fold her like a taco!
Fourth meal!
And they're yelling.
One of those new quesadillas where the cheese is on the outside. Cantinas!
So they literally...
cheese roll up, man.
They literally folded this freaking lady in her mattress.
Fiesta potatoes. Hit her with the old nacho fries.
They fold her like a taco.
Taco pizza. What is it? Mexican pizza.
So they folded her like a taco to get her out of the house.
They'll do it. Dude, we'd be good on the force together.
I mean, those stories he used to tell me were fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, you're seeing, I mean, it also is a lot of death and stuff like that, but.
Yeah, he did have one death where the guy, he showed up. The dude was dead in bed, and he died while banging a chick. Went into cardiac arrest.
Went down fighting.
And the lady is, like, freaking out. She's in the driveway. She's like, I gotta go. Like, I'm out of here. And they're like, no, you're gonna have to talk to police, you know, because fire's first one there. And she's like, no, I can't. I've got to go. And they're like, ma'am, you're not in trouble. Don't worry. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just have to get a statement.
Football, Ray. Fire, police, ambulance.
And she said, well, you don't understand. His girlfriend's going to be home any minute.
This just took a turn.
And it's like, oh, no, we're about to have some drama. So she knew she was the side piece. And he died while she's banging the side piece, and she was ready to get out. She's like, I don't want to deal with it.
Rest in peace. It wasn't McNair.
No. This
similar situation.
San Antonio, Texas.
Different city.
Yeah. So that was one of the funnier ones that he had. But I didn't realize we were going to do stories from the fire department.
Fire department. But we got to take a break, bro.
We do?
Yeah. Oh, no? That was a lot to stomach.
I mean, we already took a break after the vomit.
Our second outro break is after the...
I mean, we're doing a lot of bodily fluids today. And then
dude,
my...
we just launched new advertising, and this is what they're tuning into.
I don't think we just launched new advertising.
I've never seen it before, and now Justin had an article written on him a couple days ago. It said, Ray and Justin on the brink of a relationship disaster or something. And Justin goes, what the f*** is this? It's an actual article written about it. And it was on Bobby Bones.
Oh, they wrote like an article about our show?
Yes.
I thought you
meant.
Dude. Hold on.
And so my friends are seeing this crap. And they're like, what is this?
I thought you meant that someone interviewed Justin about his job at Vandy, like he was in a Vandy like press release.
Things are starting to get released, titled after how you title them about our podcast.
So far today, like if you were brainstorming, what would you title today's podcast?
Lunchbox had a sleepless night of vomiting. People are gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, he's back on the bottle," and then that's a front page headline where you just think you're titling it for iHeart, dude. You're titling it for websites, Instagram, all over. They blast it all over.
Lunchbox was up all night thanks to puke. Lunchbox was puking all night because I wasn't puking.
2 a.m. Lunchbox, his wife, a shower, and vomit. Piece together the crime.
Oh, 2 a.m.?
Ray, that's actually a hell of a tease. I'm teased. What is that about?
Oh. Lunchbox, his wife, and the shower.
And vomit.
No, I'm not even going to put vomit.
Oh, okay.
Lunchbox, 2 a.m., Lunchbox, his wife, and the shower. That is a good title. And now that we have the title of our episode,
we'll send that to Morgan.
We will take a break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's the deal, man? We don't talk sports anymore?
I barely, dude.
Lifestyle, less sports, less life, less more.
Right? I got to be honest with you. Apparently, these games have been great, the NBA games. I watched the end of the Knicks, and I didn't watch the end of the Nuggets the other night because it's too damn late. The Mavs and the Clippers, supposedly a phenomenal game, but when it starts at 9 o'clock, I watch about 10 minutes. And then I'm like, all right, I got to go to bed.
Lower scoring, I've been explaining it to my buddy Danny. It's more math than it is predicting every game to game. It's tough to bet like that. You have to futures bet. And it's still not too late. We're not into the future. So what I've been explaining to him, maybe you take a Clippers as a flyer.
Oh, I don't know. Man, dude, that series, I'm glad they're going back to the Central Time Zone because that's the one series I've wanted to watch and I haven't seen any of it.
And it seemed Kawhi was back, but it didn't make much of a difference.
Well, no, because they won game one, so it was actually they lost.
Yeah, so it's almost the NBA is narrowed down as you take one flyer or it's going to be chalk. It's going to be Nuggets and it's going to be Celtics in the finals. You just bet that, you get two times your money. You don't have to pick a winner. NHL, though, is a toss-up.
Dude,
there could be one of 10 teams that win it.
I watched the first period the other night between the Stars and the Vegas Golden Knights. Dude. It was goal, 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 goal. It was 3-2 at the end of one. It was nonstop action. Absolutely fantastic.
So are we looking for a hot goalie? Because that would then be the Florida Panthers. Because
I have no idea.
My friend Danny in Fort Lauderdale Beach sent me a video where this goalie jumped from one end of the net to the other in glove save and a beauty. So the Panthers guy might be the hottest goalie. But if it's the hottest stick, who is that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? The Knights.
I mean,
Oilers putting up 10 a game.
Did they win?
I believe they won 7-4.
That's a lot of goals.
But it's game to game, so it's a futures type thing. I would say it's going to be Rangers. Rangers have an easier side of the conference. I like the Rangers a lot. Dude, that the Avalanche, the Stars.
Did the Avalanche win last night?
Knights. Don't know. I don't know game to game. I just I only view future. I'm sitting, dude, there's going to be so many goals scored between the Knights, the Avs, the Stars, the Bars,
the Bruins,
the Mars, Elon Musk. I mean, there's a lot going on over there. Rangers should shore up what happens on their side of the thing.
What else? The NBA, I mean, the games have been fantastic. I mean, like tonight, I don't care. The Celtics, what a boring series. Like,
dude, how did we work to that? Where we had the NBA playoffs all year, or whatever it was called, regular
season. Yeah.
How are we at this point where there's a 15-point favorite in an NBA playoff game?
Because when you're missing your best player in Jimmy Butler, you have no shot.
And that's why they're going to roll that side of it. I mean, Boston has no competition all the way to the finals. For them to just win the whole side of things, it's minus 200. There is no value in the Boston Celtics right now. That's why you almost have to venture out and do a Clippers, maybe a Timberwolves for the to win it all.
Hey, let me tell you, the Phoenix Suns are done. I tried to be different because you had the Nuggets versus Celtics, and then I said the Nuggets versus Celtics, and I was like, we can't have the same thing. And I was like, let me take a flyer on the Phoenix Suns. The Minnesota Timberwolves are just better than the Phoenix Suns.
And what is it? Is it the two tall guys, the Go-Bears and the two Townies?
And Ant-Man is awesome. They're a good team. And here's the thing. We undersell them. They were number one in the Western Conference for a lot of the season. Them, the Nuggets, the Thunder, they were all right there battling. And all of a sudden, we were like, oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. They're going to get beat by the Suns. Suns think they can just flip a switch. That series is over. The Lakers, they done. Lay done. I don't know, as a professional athlete, I understand you have a short memory. You have to let things go. I don't know how they get off the mat. They had the Nuggets down by 20, and they lost the game. 20 yeah. points in the third quarter. I mean, they were up by 20 in the second half, and they lost it on a step back, fade away over Anthony Davis, money shot by Jamal Murray. They are dead. The 76ers, Joel Embiid, oh, we're still going to win the series. They are dead.
I thought they were split with Knicks, aren't they?
No, they lost both games.
Oh.
They were up by 5 with 30 seconds to go, and they lost by 3. Explain it to me.
No explanation needed. But there are some other things you can bet on. So outside of that, think this summer you have – I mean, NFL right now, why not jump? I mean, there's some things you can jump on in the far future. I'm not even going to go into that. But I'm going to say MLB, pick a home run winner. You can win 9,
Trout
10 times.
Trout hit another one yesterday.
7 times your money. He's the damn leader. Why wouldn't you take something like that? There's just no value in betting NBA. So right now, the bettors, I guess the daily guys, if you like to daily bet over-unders on player points, over-unders, where there's not a lot of money, my buddy Danny has been just getting hemorrhaged every night, losing money betting NBA daily. There's really no value in that. I would suggest an NHL where you pick a winner, home run derby, you pick a winner, something like that. Over to you, Coach.
I don't really worry about the betting aspect, as the NBA playoffs are pretty exciting. There have been some damn good games. I mean, I was so close to turning that Knicks game off, and Jalen Brunson from the corner shoots it. It hits the front of the rim. I was like, this game's over. It bounces up in the air and somehow rolls in. I'm like, oh, let me see this. These comebacks never happen. Then they absolutely mug Maxey. I mean, they might have taken his wallet, his car keys, and the basketball.
Oh, that would actually be Memphis.
Great point. Or Detroit.
New York is on the verge of something special. The Knicks start doing a little something. The Rangers win it all. Guess who we have coming in the fall? The Yankees. And then?
The Jets.
The Jets. Hey, there might be something brewing in New York.
It's been good so far, the playoffs. Basketball, regular season, they don't try.
The games are too late, dude. I just wish they were earlier.
God, I do. I texted my buddy John, who's the Mavericks fan, and I said yesterday,
Oh, Cuban? Mark.
Now, Mark is Cuban. His name is John, and his last name is Dabkowski. And I said, hey, Hope you took a nap today. Gonna be a late night. He responded, absolutely brutal.
So we have the wrong job for when it comes to the playoffs. Dude, people that have late sleep-in jobs, dude, they got it made. Their entertainment is from 5 until 10 o'clock at night every weekday.
10 o'clock, more like 11:45.
I mean,
with these 9 o'clock starts and these hockey games starting at 9 o'clock, the Preds, man, they started at 9 o'clock last night. Didn't watch a second of it.
They had a watch party at Neighbors. What do you people do for jobs? And how do you wake up in the morning? When I worked at the Walmart Distribution Center, we threw boxes for 12 hours a day, 3 days on, 4 off. Bro, the Spurs, do you know them?
Yeah, San Antonio.
Before Wembanyama, they were making a run. We were in New Braunfels. This dude would go to Spurs playoff games when they were playing the Suns. It was back when they had Steve Nash. We have done this song and dance before. Who's another guy they had? Maybe Sean Marion.
Amari Stoudemire. Dan Marley.
That's who it was. And so he would go drive. He's such a Spurs fan. And watch them sleep at the distribution center from about 1 until 4. And we started at 5. He was that obsessed with Spurs basketball. He changed his life so he could go to the games. So a lot of jobs don't cater to these games at night.
No.
I would love to find one that does. You know what does? If I worked at Garth's Bar, if I was a bartender, you're watching it the whole night.
Oh, amazing. Except for you don't have the sound on. Oh, you do that anyway.
Dude, South Beach, when he was working at the hotel, it was in South Beach. That's ironic. He was working at a bar in South Beach, nicknamed South Beach.
Okay.
Holy crap. That might
And
have been,
what was the story?
The story is he would turn the TVs on to what he was betting. So people would say, hey, hello, I want to watch the Marlins game. We're in South Beach. And he'd have Penn State football on because he was betting it. And they'd be like, why is this random soccer game on? And I'm sorry, that TV doesn't change. It's because he was betting it. But he wouldn't change it.
Well done, because he's in charge. He can do whatever he wants.
Dude, he said he always had it on the most random crap that he was betting on.
Yeah, speaking of not being conducive to the lifestyle, when I first started on The Big Show. I still worked for the San Antonio Spurs, and I was part of the game day crew.
Great game day ops.
And so we did the timeouts during the games during the timeouts. And so I would drive from Austin to San Antonio.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and 15. And my brother lived in San Antonio at the time. I would eat the Chinese food place. It was the best sesame chicken.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box.
I have ever had in my life. Where he lived, this restaurant was so freaking good. I'd go get the sesame chicken. I'd go to my brother's house. I'd take like an hour and a half, 2 hour nap. Because when game day crew, you had to be there at like 4:35 for the 7 o'clock game.
I worked it for Texas State. Thanks.
So I would take a nap. I'd go to the stadium, watch the games, get out of there at 10:15, jump in my car, hit I-35 north, drive an hour and 15 minutes to my house, get back at 11:30, 11:45, go to bed, and get up for the Big Show.
It's like a nightmare.
It was stupidity.
Ray, it was harder than the Pilgrims.
But I had season tickets to the San Antonio Spurs. I got to stand right by the court. And I won a championship. It was my last championship. I retired, and I said, I gotta quit doing this. It's killing me. But it was so freaking fun to be right there.
Dude, we were both burning the midnight oil on I-35 because I would go party sometimes at a pool party. If I partied too hard, I'd stay the night in San Marcos, sleep at a random apartment, and my buddy still kind of went to school there, and then drive to the radio station while you were on that same road driving to the radio station to your house.
Yeah.
In the morning.
It was crazy. And I would get to the Spurs game, and I'm just like, I'm so tired. Like, I'm exhausted. And some days when you didn't get a nap, oh, man, that was the worst. And all these college kids that are on the game day crew are just like bebopping around, having a good time.
Doing
you know?
THC.
But it was so worth it. When I got to rebound for Tim Duncan, and he's yelling, ball, 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 ball. Oh, sorry. Ball, ball. All right, sorry, man.
I wish there was video of that. We got all this stupid video now of our kids and our animals. Where's video of us 20 years ago, dude? I would kill for that.
My buddy AJ and his dad.
Ray was videoing me the whole time.
No, you have super fans that got to stand in the line and high-five the players when the starting lineup was announced. You picked like five per game or six per game. And my buddy AJ and his dad were coming. And so I was like, dude, I'll get you. You want to be a super fan?
What a hookup.
And he was like, yeah, dude, I'll
be
a super fan.
Let me date your sister, though.
And I said, all right, dude, I'll get you in. So, hey, they're high-fiving Duncan. They're high-fiving Ginobili, Parker, everybody. I don't remember who else was starting at that time.
Probably. I don't know. David Robertson?
No. Robinson had already retired. He had already retired.
The Twin Tower?
So they were, you know, they do it, and then the Spurs won the championship. And they make a championship video. There's AJ and his dad in the video. So there is video of AJ and his dad for 20 years ago. There is, Bruce Bowen was on the team. Robert Horry, all that. I mean, and there they are high-fiving them as they run out onto the court.
Dude, Billy used to have a blast. They'd go to Spurs games. I never could. I never could roll that because they didn't have jobs. I think they had a margarita or something you get at Spurs games. Some big-ass margarita or something. Dude, him and Greg would just rock it and love Spurs games. Never went, though.
You never went to a Spurs game?
AT&T or the Alamo. Did they play at Alamo Dome?
Yeah, they played at the Alamo Dome, then they moved to the AT&T Center.
Never. Drove past them a lot. Never went to one, though.
Couldn't. Let me tell you, the AT&T, the whatever, Alamo Dome, terrible. Oh. It was terrible. They cut it in half, you know, because it was built to be a football stadium.
Right.
And then no team ever moved there. It was awful. They would put a curtain down, so it just looked cheap and weird and strange, and the whole setup was weird. But, yeah, that was Spurs, man. That was Spurs. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I want to take a minute, shout out to all of our truckers out there. You guys are hauling and balling, man, all across America. Thank you. And our tractors, probably got a lot of crops. You got the strawberries, the blueberries, and the corn. It's going to be shucking soon. And then finally, tuggers. Coach, over to you.
I just texted John, by the way. I said, hey, good win. He goes, thank God, late night.
Dude, you got a lot of people you keep up with on the text.
I do. And I got a lot of people that are fans of whatever team, and I like to text them and wish them good luck. I used to be a dick. Like, I remember when, I think it was the Astros, maybe it was the Rockets, I don't remember. I think it was the Astros, they lost. Let me tell you, you want the Astros, hey, Astros fans, it's been a good run. You guys are dreadfully bad.
This year?
They are awful.
I'm a numbers guy. Averages are down.
No. It doesn't matter about averages.
It's batting averages.
They're pitching. Dude, it doesn't matter who they put on the mound, they give up six runs. They suck.
Well, the teams that are going to win it this year, we've already narrowed it down. The Braves lineup is so damn stacked, it's not even funny. I'm betting who's going to win the home run contest or the home run leader at the end of the year. It's going to be Ohtani. It's going to be Ozuna. I don't have money on Trout, but also Pete Alonso. So I have those three. But winner of the baseball? The Braves, the most stacked lineup I've ever seen. All their teams over 300, and then the Dodgers. What Ohtani has brought to that
Dodgers,
team.
No, hold on. The Dodgers are like 500. For this supposed to be unbelievable, amazing team, they're not that good.
But the one thing I haven't really researched, a lot of my numbers haven't been run for, pitching. What is the standout pitching staff right now? Is it a Tampa Bay?
No, they haven't been that good.
What about Diamondbacks with they got the new guy, David Montgomery.
Jordan Montgomery, he hadn't been that great. He's just warming up. And let me tell you, cousin Andrew and I took a flyer with Blake Snell in the fantasy draft.
He's hadn't even 12 ERA.
He wasn't even signed at that point. We're like, man, he really needs to sign. He signed with the Giants. Dude, he sucked.
I saw he had a 12 spot. Yeah. He's got a baker's dozen minus the baker.
But the good news is he's supposed to start today against the Mets. And I just got a notice. Snell, scratch from start, placed on IL. Oh, my God.
Cy Young 1 year, and then you turn
Yeah, that's
pillow.
What happens when you hold out and you don't sign until after spring training's over. You try to rush back. Seemed real weird from the start, but yeah, so he's headed to IL, so that's just great. And my fantasy team, let's go to the Nashville Knucklers, the one I manage on my own. And let me just read out to you some of my players that I have right now, okay? I have Royce Lewis.
Sold.
On the IL. Josh Lowe, IL.
Sold.
Seihei Suzuki, IL.
Sold.
Lane Thomas, IL.
Sold.
Josh Jung, IL.
Sold.
TJ Friedl, IL.
Sold.
Bobby Miller, IL.
Sold.
My entire roster has been hurt. I had to drop three guys that were on the IL because I had so many people on the IL I couldn't even fill out a damn lineup.
Speaking of IL, you've been preaching. You every day you've been beating the pavement about Michael Trout.
Dude.
You say he's always going to get hurt.
He always gets hurt.
Listen, the one thing that can bite me in the ass is if he doesn't get hurt, he plays a full season, and he's the home run leader at about 52 because right now he's the leader at 9. And that is going to bend me over and run me ragged without a Jimmy all because of you. So I took that advice, and I have nothing out on Trout right now. Nothing. And he's the leader.
Well, I apologize. But yeah, let's just go. My rant about the Astros. I mean, they have had it so good for so many years. And I understand they got a lot of injured pitchers, but man, I got Hunter Brown on my fantasy team. God, he gives up 9 runs every outing. The Astros right now are 7-17. They are awful.
Well, I know the worst teams.
The Oakland A's have more wins than the Houston Astros.
The Marlins, the three worst records in baseball, the White Sox, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Those teams are horrible.
The White Sox have 3 freaking wins.
And it's actually a fun bet, dude. You can bet Marlins to be the worst team, and you get 10 times your money.
No, because the White Sox are. There's no way. The Marlins have double the wins the White Sox have.
Do the White Sox still have T.A., or he got traded?
Tim Anderson?
Yeah.
He's on the Marlins.
He went from bad to bad.
Dude, the White Sox are 3-20. They have only scored 50 runs on the year.
Well, didn't we just a couple years ago do White Sox to win, was it?
Yes. Dude, I mean, the next lowest team on runs scored, I mean, the lowest I'm seeing is like 80 runs.
All right.
68. The A's have 68.
Let
the
me
White
give
Sox
it a segue.
Have 50.
Guys, make sure you tune into the draft in Detroit. What a dump. Terrible atmosphere.
Dude, it's going to be awesome. Anywhere they have the draft, it's going
to
be awesome.
It's good that they went to individual cities and not New York every year.
I love it. But I will tell you this.
Oh, yeah. Last time we went to Nashville, that's when I bought Eddie a $20 beer. He still owes me for that. Owes me for stuff too, right?
Do you think it would be fun to sit in your team section? You know how they have the sections of fans?
No, we saw it. We were up on the stage. Dude, it is a mosh pit. TV does do it justice. It's really crowded, and everybody's painted and gross, and there's no chicks. It's
and you're there,
all brodeos.
And I hate to tell you, you're there for like 6 hours. Like, it takes 2.5 hours or something like that for the first round. So every time the camera pans, you have to act all excited, and your team doesn't even pick for 15 picks, and you got to act like you're so pumped. And then when they announce Joe Alt, offensive lineman, woo! You got to go crazy like you've ever heard of the guy.
And also Johnny Manziel, the people that they go crazy for end up not panning out.
Usually the ones you want are the ones that suck.
If you really want to cheer, it's a defensive guy. Hey, who is
Zach Wilson? Whoa, yeah, we got the QB of the future.
Hey.
Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Are the Cowboys going to draft a running back?
Probably.
Because there's a bet out now where you could pick Super Bowl, what state wins it. I kind of like a Texas because you get the Cowboys and you get the Texans. Texans are loaded. So both those teams are going to be in the playoffs.
You're so dumb.
Right around convention time, I got two teams in the playoffs. Did they win convention weekend? Bro, it's narrowed down from about 12 to 6, and I got two of the teams. But they need a running back because Pollard's, is he with the Titans now?
Yeah. The fact that you want to go, you...
I think the Texans, not going to win it, but damn, they can be good. They got Nico. They got Samuel Mixon. They have got Tank Dell. They got Diggs. And C.J. Stroud, your rookie of the year. If he didn't win it, I don't know who won.
He won it.
Thank you. They're going to be unbelievable.
Oh, man.
Nico Collins.
You know how we always say these big splash off-season things that make the headlines? Guess what? They usually don't pan out. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets.
Well, we'll finally get to see that one.
This person to this team, it's like, oh, my God, how are they going to be stopped? And they Russell Wilson to the Broncos. Dude, they're going to be unstoppable. Trash. It usually doesn't work out. Teams aren't usually lining up to get away from a star unless they're getting rid of that star for a reason. Stephon Diggs, don't know if he's a real team guy. I feel like he's a me guy. So I'm not I think the Texans are going to be good. But until you beat the Chiefs, don't come talk to me. The Chiefs and the Bengals are the front runners in the AFC. That's it.
Well, Texans, guys. It's also, you play a lot of teams in your division. They got easy games against the Titans. I've already turned on the Titans. Until they build the new stadium, I'm probably not a fan. And then also they got the Colts a little bit with JR, AR-15. But then they also have the Jacksonville Jags, who aren't who we thought they were.
They aren't that good. So, I mean, Trevor Lawrence may not be the second coming of Jesus. Yeah. But, yeah, draft tomorrow night. Tune in. NBA playoffs. I don't even know what rant I was going to go on. And then I started talking about the Astros sucking and how terrible they are. I don't know where we got lost, but whatever.
Rayo is going to talk about sports.
Nah, I don't remember. Happy Wednesday, guys. I'm going to try to get a nap in, man. I'm tired.
Oh, here you go, dude.
What?
In memory of Johnny Manziel when he was drafted.
With the 22nd pick of the 2014 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel.
That's so great.
My dude.
That is so great.
My dude.
It is so great. I wish I could. I would love someone to just come up with a montage of everybody going crazy when they get a pick or booing. Booing a pick that turns out to be a freaking stud. You know what I mean? Like, boo. Like, I know the Jets fans a few years back booed somebody, turned out real good. Maybe the Giants fans. I don't know. But then you cheer when you go, oh, yeah, we got him. And then they are an absolute disaster. Love it.
I mean, Johnny Manziel put him on the short list of one of the biggest letdowns of a draft in the history of the NFL. And here's how what fans know about sports.
With the 22nd pick of the 2014 NFL draft, the Cleveland Browns select Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
It's a mosh pit party.
I really believe the less you've heard of somebody, probably the better the draft pick. Like if it's someone you've never heard of, probably the better the draft pick.
Do we have Pollard as a running back?
Yes, I've told you that three times. You got Pollard and what's his name?
Nico.
No.
I know. Trey Spears.
Tajay Spears, yeah.
Do we need a third guy? Are we going to draft another running back?
I mean, you probably need 50 running backs because they all get hurt.
Maybe we're the team of the running backs, bro.
Maybe. You got wide receivers.
Who?
Calvin Ridley.
Oh, I forgot
Westbrook,
about him.
Westbrook and Kine.
Ridley's a gamble.
DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop. Oh, he might be on his way out.
Yeah, maybe he'll trade for A.J. Brown.
Oh, we got Will Levis, your boy.
Yeah, my buddy. Luel, you got that clip?
Nah, somebody deleted it.
Oh, my God. You got my Julio clip?
No, he's out of the league.
But where's he at, man? Let's hear the clip real quick before we go.
I took it when he got traded.
I don't care. I want to hear it. Happy Wednesday, man. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Baseball. I've been watching a little bit of baseball.
Did you buy it?
My cousin buys it, and I use his package.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
Hi, coachers. Here is Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
Simon, thanks for checking in, man.
Yeah. All right, man. Have a good Wednesday. I didn't expect to go that long. I don't even think we talked about anything that I wanted except for the puke, man. That was it. All right. Happy Wednesday. All right, you guys come in. You can do your tutorial. You can do class in here. Yeah. Don't worry about us.
How do you spell Levis?
L-E-V-I-S. But you probably spelled it wrong anyway.
No, we deleted it.
Dude, I saw an old clip from the Colts GM at the time when they drafted someone, I don't even know who, and they were like, oh, you know, Mel Kiper said, and he goes, the hell does Mel Kiper know? Mel Kiper didn't play football. He's never been a scout. Mel Kiper knows as much as my neighbor, and my neighbor's a postman. For him to sit on TV and tell me who I should draft, he doesn't know damn crap. I mean, it was hilarious. Really funny clip. And then it gets me thinking. I'm like, we look at this guy like Mel Kiper, like he knows what he's talking about.
You know how he started?
How?
Bro, he used to research and fill out packets and send teams who they should draft. He knew the draft unlike anybody in the history. He was he wasn't even paid for it. He was doing it pro bono, was doing draft reports and sending it to NFL teams who they should draft.
I would like to know his percentage of good picks, bad, you know what I mean? Like,
it's all math. That's also why I do futures betting. It's all math. It's not emotional.
I understand that, but I'm saying, like, could he make it as an NFL GM? Does he have the – but I doubt he does, or else someone would have hired him.
Who's going to win the hockey championship? Math says the Rangers. Who's going to win the NBA championship?
Math says the Nuggets.
Because there's no value in the Celtics.
Okay.
Who's going to be the bantamweight leader on December 23rd? O'Malley. Who's going to win the French Open in June?
I have no idea. I don't even know who plays tennis anymore.
Joker. You got to follow the math. I just told Danny this after he lost 1,500. It's not emotional. It's math.
Who's going to win the girls?
Look, I don't do that one.
Oh, okay. Sexist.
I made a spreadsheet, though.
Good. All right. Hell, the Royals have won 14 games. They're a big surprise.
Here you go, man. All the greens are the ones that we have covered for the math. Look at that. Six of those greens hit, we win 150,000.
Not if any of those green wins.
Six of them.
Oh, Jesus. You ain't going to hit it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.